million copies, 34 pence each, of glossy pro-European pamphlet setting out why we should remain in the European Union, according to Her Majesty's government. The man with that task, Europe Minister David Lidington. After last week, David Cameron wasn't going to face his own MPs, so he sent out Mr. Lidington, and you can hear the jeers in the background. Those aren't Labour jeers, those are the distinctive jeers of Tory backbench MPs.
It was this government which made the commitment to hold a referendum and which delivered that commitment through the EU Referendum Act. And the government has made a clear recommendation to the British people that we judge it in our national interest that the United Kingdom should remain a member of the European Union. But it is also important that this key decision by the British people should be made on the basis of the facts, and independent polling carried out on behalf of the Cabinet Office has suggested that 85% of voters wanted more information and in particular wanted the government itself to set out more information on the basis of which electors could take an informed decision.
It was like being on safari. Mr. Lidington hopped from foot to foot like a vulnerable impala as the hyenas circled behind him waiting to pounce. And we didn't have to wait that long before Dr. Liam Fox unleashed.
Dr. Liam Fox.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaker, but the weakness in my right honourable friend's case is that this dodgy dossier, the sequel, doesn't actually contain facts, but contains opinions, assertions and suppositions. Not only is it a waste of public money, but in effectively doubling the Remain campaign's budget, the government has betrayed any sense of fairness in the process of the referendum and has, with the content of this leaflet, abdicated its responsibility to tell the truth.